Randall had experienced chest pains while he was away at a seminar, and it was his mistress, the skinny and efficient Katrina, who had phoned the ambulance. Now he had been transported to the Copenhagen Central Hospital. I parked my bike, walked through the glass doors, and stood there waiting for a lift. The Central Hospital might have the longest waiting times for lifts in the whole country, and it struck me that it might be on purpose. Anyone wishing to ride on them would be forced to experience a bizarre form of mindfulness to counteract the stress of the hospital staff and the anxiety and sadness of the patients and their families. Then I shook my head to get that thought out of it. Instead, I looked at one of the young men clad in white who was also waiting for the lift. Nice ass, I quickly thought. Then I shook my head again and scolded myself. What the hell is wrong with you? You are checking out men's asses while you're on your way to visit your husband, who might be seriously ill. I knew what was wrong with me. I was trying to distract myself so that the threatening reality did not come too close. Randall's illness might end up having a whole range of consequences. Even if he was only a little bit ill, I could still not go to Hamburg with my lover. If Randall's illness was just a little bit serious, he would be out of work for a while, and I would be alone in caring for the kids and tending to our home. And lastly, if Randall was very ill and might end up dying, it would bring about an avalanche of misery. The kids would be devastated. I would miss Randall, and I would have a guilty conscience at the same time. I hated myself for having such selfish thoughts. I simply couldn't help it. But Randall was a comfort to me, just as I was to him. We were accessories that ensured that the other person might have a social life, a bedfellow, and someone sharing responsibility for the children.